So we've been raised together with him, made to sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Jesus at the right hand of God. So our authority tells us the authority that we have is just like what Jesus is doing at the right hand of the Father, because we're the body. Hello? It tells us that all the spiritual blessing, this is what Ephesians 1:3. Now listen to what Ephesians 1:3. We'll read it when they get it up there. Tells us that all spiritual blessing in heavenly places have been granted unto us in Christ Jesus. We need to spend time meditating on these passions until it becomes real or a reality to us. We need to go over it and over it and over it until that's what comes out of us. Till it dominates our thinking. When a you can tell when you got something in you, when you get the word in you. Whereas before, when they mentioned cancer, they mentioned some kind of disease, and doctor, I see something in your body. I see something. And you know you got the word. You go either praise God. Or you go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Or some kind of disease because Satan trying to paralyze, immobilize, and cripple the church with unbelief and fear. When we need to rise up and say, we ain't taking this stuff. God is waiting, and he's working with us. He's working with us. And we hadn't, and in our preaching and teaching in a lot of it, we hadn't helped you too much because we beat you up, condemned you too much because you messed up. And are we condoning sin? You know better than that. But you need to know how to quickly get repent and get away from it. That's what you need to learn. That's the revelation you need to get. I'm not out to sin. I'm not out to sin. And some of us have more problem than others because they hadn't grown up yet. Got some growing to do. We all got some growing to do, but some of us done a little more growing than others. And you need to stop. I told you. Let's see if I got enough time. Oh, Jesus. I ain't got no time. Let's see how can I close this. Let me see how. Borrow another one. Woo. I told you, and I'm so thankful, and it's so miserable when you're there. I would do something because, you know, my wife and I, we have our difference sometime way back then. I was good at it. I had trained myself. I could go in, do whatever I need to do, never say a word to her. I'm good at it. I'm good. Pride myself. And I would have some stuff to come up, and I had the devil, along with myself, myself and the devil, doing a good job. I mean, beat me down to the ground. I feel about that tall. I go get on my knees to pray and couldn't pray. I didn't think God healed me. Oh Lord, I need that. Call yourself a preacher. Call yourself a preacher. And I didn't know, but boy, when I found out, I stopped that mess. and that's what I'm telling you. When you know you're free, you don't have to put up with mess. But when you don't know it, you put up with stuff. And you think God is doing it to you. And he's not doing that. So if you spend enough time with the word in prayer, it'll get rid of all that condemnation, all the guilt, all the shame. If you read through these scriptures, you'll find out God never did. Once you got born again, he never condemned you one time. Your own heart did it. God ain't never condemned you. You read the scripture, read them close. God ain't never condemned you. He always called you, my son, my daughter. Your own heart condemned you, let you know you ain't right. He didn't do it. So when this took place, I'm going to read this and stop. When this took place, and now you are raised with Christ, Satan bitterly opposes you and do everything he can to keep you from entering into this dominion over him. Because he's been ruling you. He does everything he can that you don't get this truth. He hate what I'm saying right now because he's scared you're going to hear what I said by the Spirit of God. Because once you get this dominion, once you get that I have dominion over him, I have authority over him, and I can do him just like Jesus did. He don't want you to get that. But he wants you to think, oh, that was Jesus. He won't separate you. But Jesus told you that you're one with him. I and my Father one, you are one with us. I and you, my Father and me, and you and me, and we and you, and one in each other. You're one in me. In other words, Jesus wants you to understand what he did when he walked in flesh on this earth. You and I are supposed to be doing. That's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. He made a bolder statement. He said, what I'm doing, you do. And in greater works than these shall you do. Didn't he say it? Well, thank you for letting me have the other minute. Okay. Oh, my. Isn't God good?